This week, an avalanche killed 8 people who were on a backcountry skiing expedition on Lake Tahoe. One person is also missing, but presumed dead. This story is tragic. And yet, miraculously, 6 members of the group survived. According to the New York Times, those skiers were rescued thanks to a standard iPhone feature, emergency SOS via satellite, which let them connect to emergency services from where they were trapped by snow. If you have an iPhone, you probably have this feature available to you as well. Better yet, it's not hard to activate in the event of an emergency though. It doesn't hurt to know exactly how it works ahead of time. This isn't the first time emergency SOS via satellite has been credited with saving lives during disasters. Knowing about it now could potentially save your life in a future emergency. What is emergency SOS via satellite? You might be familiar with your iPhone's emergency SOS feature. You may have even set it off accidentally by clicking the buttons too many times in a row. Emergency SOS makes it easy to quickly dial 911 in the event of an emergency. But emergency SOS via satellite is different. This feature connects you to emergency services when you're in an area with no cellular service, where a typical 911 call would route through your carrier's network. Emergency SOS via satellite connects your call, or message, to the nearest satellite above your head. That means that, so long as conditions are right, you're able to contact emergency services from basically anywhere in the world, regardless of whether that area is covered by cell networks. Of course, since communications are being routed via satellite, the experience is much different than a standard cellular connection. Apple says that in ideal conditions, with a clear sky, it might take 30 seconds for messages to send. Less ideal conditions, say, if your view of the sky is blocked by trees, could slow a message down to 60 seconds or more. Apple first launched this feature with the iPhone 14, but since iOS 18, you've been able to text anyone via satellite. The principle is the same, but now you can reach out to friends and family rather than just 911. If there's an emergency, but not one that requires police, firefighters, or EMTs, this can connect you to close friends, no matter where you are. How to use emergency SOS via satellite? To connect to a satellite with your iPhone, you'll need an iPhone 14 or later. You also need to be running iOS 16.1 in the US and Canada, though other regions have their own software requirements. The feature is currently available in the following countries: Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Luxembourg, Mexico, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Portugal, Spain, Switzerland, the UK, and the United States. You won't have the option to connect to satellite services while you have a connection, whether cellular or Wi-Fi. Instead, the option appears only when you have no service at all. Once this happens, iOS Connection Assistant will ask if you want to connect to a satellite. If you miss the prompt, you can launch it from the cellular tile in Control Center, or from Settings, under Satellite. Once the Connection Assistant launches, it will walk you through connecting to your nearest satellite with on-screen visuals. Here's the gist. You'll need to be outside, with as clear a view of the sky as you can manage. Apple says that light to medium foliage from trees could slow down messages. Dense foliage, hills, mountains, or tall structures could prevent connection altogether. Apple says you can hold your iPhone as you usually would, no need to point it at the sky, but you may be instructed to move left or right, depending on the location of the satellite. Connections might not work in places above 6-12 degrees latitude, which includes northern parts of Alaska. Once connected, the first thing you should do is try calling 911. The call might go through, even over satellite, but if it doesn't, you'll see the option to send an emergency text. Tap this option, then choose the appropriate services, roadside assistance, or emergency services. You can also open the Messages app, text 911, then choose emergency services. Here, tap report emergency, then answer the questions when prompted to describe your situation. You can also choose to automatically notify your emergency contacts that you contacted 911. From here, your iPhone will share all this information with your location, your remaining iPhone battery life, and your medical ID if it's set up directly with responders. Is emergency SOS via satellite free? Yes, for now. Since its launch, emergency SOS via satellite has been free to use. Apple officially says the feature is free for 2 years after an iPhone is activated. The company pushed back that deadline for iPhone 14 and iPhone 15 users last year, so no iPhone has actually required payment for the feature yet. Apple might continue to extend that window, or eventually begin charging, but there's no word on pricing at this time. It's also worth noting, T-Mobile has its own satellite feature as well. If you have their service, and an iPhone 13 or later, you could use their satellite connectivity services instead.